Nolte, Impeachment Polls Prove Schiff Hearings Were a Huge Failure. By John Nolte on November 26, 2019. The latest impeachment polling has come in from HuffPost, CNN, and Politico, and it proves Adam Schiff's House hearings were a massive failure. This is not just a massive fail on Schiff's part, it is also a massive media fail. Because, if you recall the last 2 weeks, Schiff's kangaroo court was backed by billions and billions of dollars in corporate propaganda through the fake media, including far-left CNN, MSNBC, and even a number of lying morons on Fox News, like Chris Wallace and Andrew Napolitano. What's more, as a means to give Schiff's hoax the air of legitimacy, all the major networks broadcast the hearing live throughout the day, which included commentary from their own left-wing analysts. Over and over and over again, Schiff and his confederates in the media screamed bombshell, 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 and here are the hilarious results. HuffPost poll. Most telling, at least to me, is the fact that after all this gaslighting, the latest polling from HuffPost/YouGov shows only 42% of the public believe President Trump is guilty of what he is being accused of, withholding aid to Ukraine in exchange for an investigation into Joe Biden. Only 42%. 2 weeks of historic impeachment hearings, billions of corporate dollars funding endless hours of media propaganda, and only 42% believe what all of that gaslighting told them to believe. That number is even more striking when you remember that 54% of the country did not vote for Trump in 2016. Granted, only 31% believe Trump did not withhold aid in return for an investigation into Biden. But after all this, 26% are still unsure. Not to belabor the point, but after 2 months of media propaganda and 2 weeks of impeachment hearings, a healthy majority of 57 either believe Trump is innocent or are unsure, and the unsure demographic certainly matters. If people are not convinced by now of Trump's guilt, other than Trump having a breakdown and confessing, what will convince them? Nothing. In other words, the coup plotters took a shot at the king and missed by a country mile. In other words, you do not remove a sitting president. You do not overturn this country's only nationwide election and referendum when you have convinced only 42% of the jury the guy is guilty. And even if he is guilty, who the hell cares? Joe and Hunter Biden looted Ukraine for millions of dollars, and that is a perfectly legitimate issue for Trump to ask Ukraine to look into. Granted, only 16% said it was appropriate for Trump to do that. 26% said inappropriate, but not impeachable, and 18% are unsure, but still. Only 42% of the public believe Trump did that, and only 40% believe he should be impeached if he did do it. Brother, what a fail. The top line numbers only prove that Democrats do not care if Trump is guilty or not. A plurality of 45% of those polled want Trump impeached and removed, even though only 42% say he's guilty, while 42% disagree with removing Trump. It is notable that these numbers look as bad as they do for Democrats when this is an all-adult poll. When you screen for registered of likely voters, the numbers always improve for Republicans. The HuffPost/YouGov poll is of 1,000 adults between November 20th to 22nd. CNN poll. Over at the far-left CNN, a fake news outlet that traffics in anti-Trump conspiracy theories, the numbers on impeachment are exactly where they were prior to the hearings. 50% want Trump impeached and removed, while 43% disagree. In worse news for CNN, since the hearings, Trump's job approval numbers improved by 4 net points. Those who approve of the job Trump's doing increased a point, from 41 to 42%, while his disapproval rating dropped 3 points, from 57 to 54%. It gets better. Trump's handling of the economy got 6 points healthier. A majority of 55% approve of Trump's economic stewardship, up from 52% last month, while only 40% disapprove, down from 43%. This is also an all-adult poll. The CNN poll was taken November 21 through 24 of 1007 with a +3.7% margin of error. Politico poll. Over at the far-left Politico, the top-line numbers all moved in Trump's direction. Prior to the hearings, 50% of registered voters supported the impeachment inquiry. That figure has now dipped to 48%. Most telling in this poll, though, is where independents stand. As of today, 39% of independents oppose the inquiry, up from 37% prior to the hearings. A plurality of 44% of independents support the impeachment inquiry, down from 47% prior to the hearings. This poll was conducted November 22 to 24 online with 1,988 registered voters and a 2-point margin of error. Conclusion: what a failure. Sorry, but if Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the fake media believe they can remove a president with those numbers, they are nuts. You cannot remove a president from office with support for such a radical thing in the freaking 40s. Nevertheless, teehee, Democrats are now in quite the pickle. On the flip side, if Democrats do vote to impeach, independent voters in some 36 swing congressional districts are going to be disgusted. History will be unkind, and a precedent of using impeachment strictly to pout over policy disagreements will have been set. And that precedent will someday haunt a Democrat president. In my opinion, Pelosi has to impeach. As bad as that option is for her, it is the best of two bad choices for a jackass party that went all in and lost. You always hold on to your base. Always. That is rule number one in politics. Closing reminder. These are all national polls, which mean little for 2020. It is the battleground state polls that matter most. As do the congressional swing districts, and as pathetic as these national polls are for Democrats, the battleground state and district polls always look worse for Democrats. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.